Welcome, everybody, to a brand new episode of the Dragon Cast. My name is Brian Daniels, and I don't have my buddy Victor with me today, but we do have a very special guest, Mr. Barry Carenza from Premium Edition Games, that is back on the show again. This is his second appearance here, and welcome back, Barry. Good to have you back on the Dragon Cast, man.
Thank you so much. Happy to be back. I had an absolute blast last time, so I'm honored that you wanted me back on, and honored to be here to talk to all your wonderful listeners.
Well, hey, man, we definitely appreciate you coming back on the show today. And we have you back on because you guys just announced your Series 3 releases, and I'm super excited. And we're going to go through these one by one here. Yes. And talk about them. We've got three games. It looks like we got, different genres too, mm-hmm. Which is great. You know, you're mixing it up here. And let's just get right into it. So the first game I want to talk about is, of course, Cathedral. I think we had talked about that on the last show.
Yes.
We knew about Cathedral coming out. Looks like a great game. What I like about the games, you guys pick games that have not had a physical release yet.
Yes.
And so that normally, sometimes that can mean they're games that no one has ever either heard of before or they've never played. And the thing about the Switch eShop is, a lot of great games kind of get lost in the mix, with of course, the bigger titles from Nintendo, the first party titles and stuff like that. But you guys are taking some titles that you guys have seen yourselves and are working with developers and things like that, that you might think would be great to have a premium edition of. And when I first saw the video for Cathedral, I checked it out when you had mentioned it the first time. It looks like a great game. I'm really, really looking forward to checking it out. Now, this is like a 2D kind of platformer, right?
This is like a, I think, Metroid with a little bit of Zelda and Shovel Knight thrown in.
Yeah.
But instead of like Shovel Knight, you go to like a world map and you pick each individual level that kind of pay the homage like Mega Man. This is one connected world where you get to explore, and the map is like Metroid, and you have to kind of like, the game will hint you where to go. There's a fortune teller that will kind of give you hints of where you should be going next, but that doesn't necessarily mean you have to go there. There are certain gates, like you have to do a certain object before you can move on in a certain direction. But there was times like when I was playing it where I got stuck in a boss, and I was like, well, I got stuck in a boss, but I just gained a new ability in this dungeon. Let me back out. Let me just go explore, because I saw, like Metroid, I saw other parts where I needed this ability.
Yeah.
And I went and I wound up like exploring a whole new side of the map, found a whole new town, got all new power-ups. And then I was like, wow, cool. So then I went back to the boss and obviously, was able to beat it. And I just love that open-endedness because it lets you explore.
Yeah, that's great. I love those kind of games. Of course, we just had Metroid Dread come out on the Switch. I don't know if you had a chance to play it yet.
Yes.
Fantastic game all the way around. And Metroidvania type games are some of my favorite games to play. And there's such a nostalgic feeling of playing them on a Nintendo console at that, where the Super Nintendo, very well known for those type of games. And of course the NES. So, I'm looking very forward to checking out Cathedral. You got pre-orders. You're starting pre-orders on all these Series 3 games on November the 16th. So that'll be tomorrow when this episode releases, which will be on Monday.
And we're starting at noon. Noon Eastern.
Noon Eastern.
That's the time.
Perfect. That's the time. Perfect. And so you got the standard premium edition. And this is going to come with, obviously, the physical case, game, interior artwork, full color manual. They get the challenge card. They get the hand-drawn full color glossy slipcase by my good friend Paul E. Niemeyer, and gotta love his art, and a bonus premium item, which I don't know what that is, but we'll find out when we get them. And then of course you guys are doing a retro edition for these games. That's going to be $59.95 plus shipping, and those are only available to 500 copies, right? Am I correct about that?
500 copies are going to be available on the website. There will be a little more than that are going to distributors and stuff like that. We do hold some back. So we are just limiting it to 500 on the website. So I can't say who's going to get, you know, those extra copies and how many each of these distributor partners that we have, how many are going to be taken, because everyone takes different things. So if the retro edition is what you want, my suggestion is to be there as close to noon as possible on the 16th and get those in. However, the standard premiums are open pre-order for a full month. It's November 16th to December 16th. So if you say, well, I don't get paid till Friday or the following week, that's fine. You have plenty of time to get those in. Those are open pre-order. We will print as many as needed to cover everybody.
I have a question. If someone were to pre-order the premium edition, would they be able to pay the extra money on top of that to get the retro? Or is that something that you guys are able to let them do if they want to, like, kind of if they already have their order in, can they do that?
If they purchase the premium edition and send an email, say, you know what, I decided I want to get the retro edition. Mm-hmm. If we have any left, then yes, during that window, what I can do is I can add the retro in. I could remove the premium, and then we would send you an invoice for the remaining balance, and you would have to pay the remaining balance. Yes.
Perfect. Perfect.
I hope people don't have to do that because,
sure, yeah,
but that is something that we are able to do. Thankfully, Shopify lets us update orders only up to 60 days though. So that's why we only do the 4-week period.
Absolutely. So basically if you know you want the retro, just get it.
Just get it. Yeah. You know what it is we sold a lot of retro for series one, and we didn't sell out of our retro or the retro upgrade. We've had some for cons, because we were lesser known. And series two, we started to gain more traction, and we did a lot of those retros, and we might have a few left for the site. I don't know. We haven't even gotten all the full numbers. We have to wait for, you know, them to come in and us to ship out all pre-orders before we see that.
Yeah.
But series three, we've gained even more traction. And, you know, a lot of people have expressed cons are back. So we started doing cons. Yeah. We were just at Retro World Expo last weekend and Midwest Gaming Classic last weekend, talking about this. So more and more eyes are discovering who we are. And what I tell people is, unfortunately, more eyes means more competition. And these are great titles. So I can't say if these are going to sell out within a day, if they're going to sell out within a week or 2 weeks, or not sell at all, I can't tell you. I mean, we're hoping they sell out.
Absolutely.
These are great, great packages. And that's why I just stress, like, if you're really interested in them, the sooner the better. Secure your copy, you know, just play it safe.
Absolutely.
If you just want the premium, just make sure it's in before December 6th.
Absolutely. And it's really funny, Barry, that you mentioned conventions, because I was at Indiana Comic Convention last month, and there was a vendor there that actually had some of your games for sale.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it was kind of funny. I was like, okay, they had the Pigeon Dev Games Mode Retro Edition there for sale. Uh-huh. Everything was new. I don't quite remember.
Were they charging retail, or were they charging?
I don't remember what they were charging.
Okay.
I can't remember, but yeah.
Because as the time of this recording, it's going to be off by the time this is done, but we do have a few, Pigeon Devs left on the site, very few, and Super Blood Hockey Retro, but those will be pulled. Whatever's left is only 10 or so copies left.
Yeah.
Any we don't sell will be pulled before series three. We're going in fresh with series three, and all remaining stock are convention exclusive at that point. So, we'll still have Pigeon Dev at conventions going forward for until we sell out, which is going to be probably almost a few conventions, because we sell a lot there.
There you go. So get your hands on those while you can, because like you said, they're going to be once they're gone, they're gone.
And you know, a lot of people are just discovering us, and they're like, oh, I want your back catalog. And it's like, because it's funny, because, you know, when we were here the first time, you know, we were talking about series two, and, you know, series one had just come out. And one of the things we do as a company is we will not even announce another series other than say it's coming. Like, I could tell you we're planning series four. I can't tell you what's in series four. But we won't announce what's in a series until the previous series, at least the premium standards, have shipped. We don't want people to feel like, oh, thanks for the money, we're just moving on to the next thing. So it was cool, because last time I was here, you know, we were talking, though, series one is out, and now people, you're starting to see them at conventions. And now series two, they're out.
Yeah.
So people who got the premium standards, they're out. And I can tell you for the retros, if you did get those awesome retros, we're anticipating by the end of the month. We're just waiting for, you know, one last thing to come in. And unfortunately for the deluxe, due to the way the world is for Robot Name Fight, we're expecting quarter one, 2022. And that's one of the reasons this series, we didn't do a deluxe. We decided we're going to do just retros.
Yeah.
We can get the retros out a little faster. And, you know, it's kind of heartbreaking to get emails where people are like, oh, I'd love to do the challenges and I'd love to play my games, but I bought the retro Demon's Tier and the deluxe robot. And now they're waiting while they're seeing everybody else enjoy the games. And we get that. We understand. That's why we put some patches aside for them.
Yeah.
But it's still, we understand. We want people to be able to enjoy the games. And,
right.
And the world is a crazy place right now.
No, I mean, I get it. I absolutely understand. I mean, I know that shipping with places has been still pretty crazy. That's totally understandable. I wanted to ask you too, I'm sure we kind of touched on this on the last episode we had you on. How far in advance do you guys know, like, when you're going to have series four? Like, did you already know, like, do you guys already have an idea of the games you're going to do for series four? I know you can't tell me, but like, do you already have an idea?
So we are always actively working with developers, and we're always actively looking for new games, and we're trying to, because it's not just about, you know, doing certain games. It's about the timing. So certain games, you know, they may be planning an update. Like, oh, we're doing it, but we have an update that's going to come, you know, let's say we get a game right now. And they say, oh, well, fall of 2022, we're planning this big update. We'll still sign the game if we love it, but we'll tell them we're putting you on the back burner until that update's done, because we want that update on the card. Mm-hmm. And we'll see whatever series comes. So like, if a series launches just before them, we'll push them to the next series. If we can make that series and maybe move it just enough so we can get it in that series as well, we'll do that. So it's like a puzzle. We're trying to, you know, piece everything together.
Yeah.
So we do know some of the stuff, but things are always changing. And a lot of it does depend on what developers have in store.
Right.
And we just, it's kind of interesting because nothing is set in stone. You know, we were ready with series three, and one of the games we'll talk about, Mighty Fight, was a surprise. We've discovered it and we're like, this is great. And do you have any other planned characters? And they're like, no, this is it. And we're like, we could probably get you in series three. And like, even the release date, like the release windows, the pre-order windows, that stuff isn't always determined right away. Mm-hmm. Like when writing the script, for the direct, I literally wrote available on, and then I just put question mark in the draft because we didn't determine it. And we had to figure that out at the table read. When we got together for the table read for the direct to go over, everything was like, all right, look, we have to decide a date. And then once we decide that date and we record it, we have to make sure there's enough time between that recording and our editor, Dan, to piece everything together and so that we can announce it and all that stuff. So we have to plan, you know, a little bit in advance. So some of that stuff happens very quickly, and some of that stuff, it's like the time, which is funny because in the direct, we didn't actually announce the time. And then we went to the cons and people were asking what time on the 16th. And we're like, we don't know. We'll have to get back to you. So that time was actually discussed this Monday that we just passed, a week prior to this episode airing. We're like, what time we figured out 12 noon. I'm like, all right, now we're going to push 12 noon. Because we had to figure out when we would be available to turn it on the webpage and everything and what would work. And last time we did 5 p.m. because Nintendo did a direct at like 11 and we didn't want to compete with Nintendo.
Yeah, right.
So,
no kidding.
So it's one of those things where we may look like we have everything, you know, well organized, and that's great if we can put that on, but we're doing this kind of, you know, it's a fun thing. So some things we just have to figure out on the go, and knock on wood, everything is worked out and we're just having fun, and you know, people have been enjoying, man. And that's the best part.
That's good. I would say, how has, you know, since last time we had you on the show, how has the how's your fan base been? Like, how, you know, have you seen a real good growth in like sales and things like that? Or,
well, the last time we were in the middle of series two's pre-order.
Yeah.
And this time we're talking prior to the pre-order window even opening. So once the pre-order closed, you know, naturally our sales dissipated because we people wanted robot, people wanted demons here. Those were, you know, off. So that's when we started doing the cons, and the reception at all the conventions we've done has been nothing short of fantastic. A lot of people have never heard of us. So a lot of people discovered us for the first time. Doing panels, we've had, you know, good number of people in the panel rooms discovering us, and not only discovering us, discovering the games. Our Series 3, we showed off the direct this past weekend, and we asked everybody, hey, who here has heard of these games? And like one person was like, yeah, me, I've heard of one of them. And so it was like, well, after seeing this, how many of you are interested in at least playing the game, whether you purchase the physical from us or you just support the developer and buy digital, because that's why we're here. We're there for the developer. And like 80% of the room, like, raised their hand for at least one of the games. And I'm like, that's fantastic. That means we did our job. We brought these games in front of you. So I'm going to say that attention has been great. We have a Discord. Our Discord has been blowing up. People have been joining the Discord. People have been talking to Discord. After the direct, we did a Q&A. People talking there. People just discovering us. We have, you know, somebody in Discord just discovered us. Is so excited. Pigeon Dev is going to be arriving. They're going for the challenges. People just discovering that aspect of the challenge patches. It's been great, and it's been going up steadily. The attention that we've been getting is phenomenal. The love and respect and support from the community has been phenomenal. And I think that also stems from confidence, you know, with a new company. A lot of people are wary. Oh, you know, is this going to be like Warren collectors? Are we going to get, you know, you're just going to take our money. But here we are, we're just over a year old.
Yeah.
You know, we launched in August. So we say a year and a half old, given the back part. And we have four releases in people's hands.
Yeah.
You know, we have three more now that we just announced. Plus, there's the Kickstarter of Sunshine Anthology. So,
yeah,
people, that confidence is now, they're like, all right, you know, they're discovering that we are actually a company that delivers, and we have to be. I mean, our names are on the line. You know, it's not just, you know,
right,
Jeff, JP, myself, like we all, the whole team, we put our names out there.
Yeah.
You know, we're not using some kind of synonyms. Like, this is us. If people are mad at the company, that means they're mad at us. If people love the company, that means that hopefully they love us. You know, we really have to, you know, not spout bullshit. We have to really put our money where our mouth is, as they say. And can customers have thankfully realized that and been really appreciative and gotten some great emails. And you know, we just try to be open, you know, communication, like even doing something like this, like here, you know, we have nothing to hide. We're very honest. We want to give production updates, and we're constantly doing newsletters and the Discord and the Playcast and social media. And, you know, I think that's really resonated with just fans of physical media, that we are being as open, and hopefully they do. And, you know, the way I say it is, if someone has a problem, you know, that's why we have the support email. I'll do my very best to help. Please email us. You could send a DM on social media. If you're in Discord, you're free to DM one of us. You know, we really want to hear from you, because we're not perfect. I don't want to say here we're a perfect company, because no company is. And we're not perfect people, because no person is perfect either. Mm-hmm. We make mistakes. We may do something that you may not like. Hopefully that's not the case. But we do want to hear from you. We're always evolving. We're always changing. And we're always, we want to do what's right for the customers, as well as for the developers that we partner with. Because for us, you know, if you get our games, that's fantastic. But we're putting them out. It's really the developers that deserve all the love and the attention and the credit, because these games are fantastic, and they absolutely deserve all that love.
Absolutely. Well, I'm glad that, you know, it's good to see a company that's very transparent. You know, like you said, you guys are really human, right? I'm sure there's going to be mistakes, and those are always anticipated, but you always try your best to, you know, avoid those sorts of things. And I feel like you guys have done a really great job of that so far. I've tried different, like, loot box subscriptions and things like that. I can think of one right now. I'm not going to say who, but that is not very good at communicating with their, I'm not saying they're not good at communicating, but they're not, they're always like, oh, it's coming. And it like never comes. Like, you feel like it's never going to come. And I don't really feel that way with you guys, because you're very transparent about, like, look, here's our situation. Here's what's going on. you know, there's no bullshit. Like you said earlier, man, it's you know, it's you guys are only human. There's only, it's the three of you guys.
Mm-hmm. And well, it's more than the three of us. I mean, we do have the rest of the team. So I don't want to give that impression. That
But you three are the ones that are, you know, putting your names and necks out there. And, you know, it's good to see that in a business that's not trying to hide behind any pseudonyms or anything. Moving on to the games, let's talk about Mighty Fight Federation, man. I saw this too. This looks really cool. I will say, by the way, this is the first series where I have not heard of a single game. I had not heard of any of these games. Cathedral, I've not heard of that either before I had looked at these. So, but Mighty Fight Federation, man, I saw this gameplay. So this is a fighting game.
Yes.
Which is so cool. I love fighting games. The character models are very unique. It looks really cool. I like how you guys are doing, trying to fit in as many different genres as you can. And this is great that you guys found a fighting game. I hope you guys do more fighting games. That's awesome, man.
We don't close off any genre.
Yeah, that's good. Tell us what it was like talking with this developer here.
About their game. Mighty Fight, when we first played it, we were like, wow, you know, this is, you know, how have we not heard of this? Because the same thing, hadn't heard of it. Big Power Stone fans, we love the 3D Arena Fighter. How did we not hear about this game? Yeah. So we played it, we loved it. We talked with the developers. Developers are amazingly nice. All the developers are amazingly nice.
Yeah.
And we just had a really cool conversation. We were talking about things we were planning and our vision, what we'd like to do. And of course mentioned, you know, do you have any other fighters coming out? And they said, no, this is the last DLC. So we wanted to make sure with all of our releases, it's as complete as uncarded as possible. I'll never say 100%. Because there could always be a patch, like a bug patch way down the road that we can never foresee. Right. But we will make sure that the games are complete on cart, past lot check. So all the characters are on the cart here, all 16, you're getting it all. But they were so nice. And we ended our call and we're like, well, we're really hopeful. And they got back to us not too long later. And they told us that, we were good to go there. And I later found out that they had been talked with by other companies, and they chose us because of our passion and our enthusiasm and who we are. Because the three of us were on a call with them and we were just spouting ideas and just talking our visions, and they were feeling it, which is fantastic because they gave us a chance. And so far, you know, like everything we put out, all the art, everything has to be approved by the developers. So everything you see, the developers of the game say yes or no. It's their game.
Yeah, I was going to ask about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the, you know, the Demon's Tear art here, this is all approved by the developer. Nice. So yeah, like that. Matt loved the robot named Fight from, you know, the subcover, like, oh, it's great. So we sold him on that and we're delivering, and he is just the moon with the art. He actually knows the artist like outside of through us, which is cool. So
that's cool.
You know, it's kind of like, you know, bringing in friends, and just the art style that we're going with, we're trying to pay homage to that era, you know, the slipcase, and the art isn't finalized. Like the artwork that we revealed is not finished because that was the last game brought on. We weren't able to finish the art in time, so we're going to be teasing a little bit more as it goes, you know, closer to the release date, and everyone will see the finished art. And I've seen more up to date art, and it looks amazing. So the slipcase is designed around the Capcom PSP releases, including Power Stone Collection with the ring.
That's cool.
The CD jewel case is based off of Power Stone on the Dreamcast. It's like a Dreamcast cover.
That's awesome.
Which you can see in the direct when we reveal it. And the retro box is actually based off of the NES game Mighty Final Fight.
That's a good one. That's a really good game.
We're doing instead of Mighty Fight Federation. and like, there's that era of coolness there, and the developer absolutely loves it. And we really want to do something new with it, but we're honored to, you know, we're honored to get all the games, but this one's really interesting because the soundtrack is just unbelievable with so many talented, you know,
that's
composers.
Awesome.
And the guest list of characters, I mean, you got 11 original characters, then you got Toe Jam and Earl, you got Ukulele, you got Kunio and Riki from River City Ransom, the Kunio Kun series.
Yeah,
and then you got Miriam awesome. From Bloodstained. With their own unique levels, and there's level transitions.
That's super cool.
You know, it just, and the attention, like there's an adventure mode, like every character has their own story mode. And like, if you play a regular character, there's voice acting, but you play like Ukulele, they're like, rah, 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 like,
oh, that's
the
awesome.
Game, like the attention of the detail that the, you know, it's almost like on Sakurai levels when a character gets the smash. So if any of these franchises are ones you love, if you love Arena Fighters, this is absolutely something to check out. This is such a fun game. It's got cross-play with PC, PS4, and Xbox One.
Oh,
so,
wow.
So you can actually do that. It's, you know, it's got rollback netcode.
Amazing. Okay.
it's you know, the things that fighter fans want. It's got, you know, mission modes. It's got training. Because it is... this is a little bit more lean towards the fighting community than it is towards the casual community. So it's one like
that's
if you pick
good,
up
though.
And play yeah. and you're just like, oh, well, you know, this isn't as intuitive as maybe I was expecting. That's fine. Just work with it just a little bit, because this is an amazing game. And you just like, once it clicks to you, you know, it's like, oh my God, this is awesome. And that's why there's a training mode there. So it is nice. A lot of fun. There's all the, you know, every character has their own unique spin, kind of like Smash Brothers has like little gimmicks, like Toe Jam and Earl uses the presents mm-hmm. and stuff from mm-hmm. their games to bring in like items. It's just a blast of a game.
That looks awesome. Yeah, it looks amazing. Like I'm really excited to play a fighting game like that. And it's, you know, it's good to have a different fighting game other than the main alternative. Yeah. But no, that's great. And it's good that you guys are putting, you know, these different genres out there too. And I love that, you know, I love when companies take, cause I'm all about indie game developers. I know, you know, indie game developers are always looking for ways to get their games out there. And, you know, I love when companies like you guys, you know, pay them that attention that they should get, you know, that they have a hard time finding. It's good to see that Mighty Five Federation is going to get some attention here too, and I'm looking forward to playing it finally. It looks great. I mean, I never heard of these games, so that looks awesome. But let's get into the other release here, Phonotopia Awakening.
Phenotopia,
like, there we
like
go.
Phoenix.
Got it. And this looks great, man. I'm super stoked for this game. You guys showed off, you know, a lot of footage on these three games. This one is this more like a RPG type?
This is the perfect like hidden gem darling. This is one of those games that we hadn't heard about. Someone actually reached out to us and said, "Hey, check this out," because in our Discord we do have a suggest a release channel, and you know, we're always looking for new games. This was one that was brought to our attention. JP immediately checked it out because it went through social media. He immediately contacted the developers, you know, let us know, got us codes. We played the game and we just were like, wow, how does this not have a physical?
Yeah.
So we had
a meeting. It's a gorgeous game. It's so beautiful.
Gorgeous.
Oh,
so
man,
we had a meeting with the developer. And you mentioned before about how there's so many games on the eShop, and they sink or swim, really. This game sank hard. So when we talked with him, he had already been approached by two other publishers, physical publishers, and both said no because the digital sales were not good. So he's like, oh, you don't want our game. The digital sales are garbage. We're like, what are you talking about? We don't care about the digital sales.
Yeah,
you know, this game looks amazing. We want to bring attention to this game.
Absolutely.
And we had to convince him. And he finally said, all right, let's do it. And, you know, because this is his baby, He had a lot of unused art. He was very enthusiastic, you know, obviously very passionate with this game.
Yeah.
And he wanted to take the reins. So we let him take the reins. So all the beautiful art you see, those are all provided by his artist. None of that is in-house.
Oh, wow.
That's all his team. It's all excess art or fan art. Some of it's even fan art that he commissioned and he got permission to use, just because there are, you know, a passionate fan group around this game. And so he's getting the game of his dreams, you know, the package of his dreams, which is great because he's doing it all. And this game is think Zelda 2 with more exploration, less cryptic, some added elements like the fishing and cooking from Breath of the Wild, nice. with different kinds of puzzles and more open-ended dungeons and some difficult combat. I mean, the bosses are nothing to shy away from.
Okay.
But this, and the graphics, like you said, are gorgeous. They're like 16-bit pastel graphics. Oh, they're just unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm looking at these. I'm looking at these on my phone here, and man, this is just a beautiful game. Which it's crazy how games like this just kind of get buried. I hate to say that, but no. The thing about the Switch, it's kind of a frustrating thing about the Switch shop. I'm going to take a minute to say this here because there's so many good gems in there that I've even discovered myself. You know, I know people like to pay attention more to the AAA titles, you know, the bit like, you know, your Pokemon, Mario, all that stuff. But, you know, I like to dig deep into these shops. And all these shops, whether it's on the Nintendo, the PlayStation Store, or the Xbox Store, and I'm surprised I didn't even see this. This is great. You guys really pulled this up, man.
That's and, what we wanted.
That's the goal, right? That's the mission. Is to
we've been
kind of take them and grab them.
We've wanted to talk about this game for so long.
Yeah,
you know, it's one of those things where, and I've told people, I said if. Just wait till you see Series 3. Like that's all I could tell you. Just wait till you see Series 3. Because I could talk about Cathedral. And Cathedral, I love. I mean, I put 40 hours into Cathedral.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I finished it 100%. Love that game. But it was one of those things where just wait. Like speedrunners have tackled this game in 8 hours. Speedrunners. So that tells you the size of this adventure.
It's a huge game.
This is huge.
Okay.
And the soundtrack is gorgeous. It's got that's our first 2-disc soundtrack. It's many beautiful songs on this. This is one of those games that I think has been under everyone's radar. And I'll be honest, the trailer, the pictures, none of it does it justice. Yeah. And I'm saying that, and there's an amazing trailer. I love the trailer. I love the music. I get goosebumps every time I watch that trailer. And it's one of those things where just playing the game and experiencing the adventure is something else. And it has Metroid elements that like Zelda 2, where you have to get an item and then come back and explore new areas. It's got the Zelda 2 style open world map.
Yeah,
it's got tons of characters and stories and humor and multiple ways to do things. And the dungeons are really creative. It's got music puzzles like Zelda, where you actually have to play the instrument. It even has like quirky things like you would be like, oh, I need to go from A to B. And to do that, I need item X. But then you get item X and it's more complicated than that. You have to do other other things you like out of the box, like thinking outside the box.
Oh, I like that. That's good.
Like you wouldn't expect to be like, wait, I got to do that too. Like, that's so clever. Like, yeah, it's another roadblock, but it's clever roadblock. And it's like that's really neat. The game is filled with that. And it's one of those things where it's not easy. I will tell you that is not easy. It is definitely...
That's good.
Definitely has a challenge. And okay. I will say food is very important. Absolutely. Food is incredibly important. And inventory space is incredibly valuable.
That's good.
But it's just a gem of a game. Like they're all gems of a game. I will stand behind that. Any of our releases, all seven of our releases are truly amazing titles. And I'm just so happy that people can experience these games. For the developer, For all the developers. I mean, like you said, these are games people haven't heard of. So many people haven't heard of them, and it's a crying shame because they should be. These games all deserve attention, and I'm happy that we're able to help facilitate that attention.
Yeah, I mean, you guys, God, you got me really excited for Phenotopia, man. That looks so good. I love those kind of games, you know, where there's just so many hours and you can just get lost in the lore and the characters and everything else in between. That's just right up my alley, man. I mean, I just, you can tell I'm a little bit of a Zelda fan. So
yeah, just a little bit.
Just a little bit.
The same way.
Just a little bit. But I'm excited to pick that up for sure, because that just looks awesome. So the pre-order window, you said it's 4 weeks? They have until December the 16th, right?
Yeah, 16th to 16th. It's like, I mean, just, I think it's a little bit over 4 weeks, but we figured it would be easier to remember 16, 16. That's what we did for Series 2. Right. Just nice and simple. So yeah, that goes through Black Friday. It goes through the holidays. We understand that, but we want to make sure that, you know, these are out. So you do have some time. Budget accordingly. Like I said, the retro editions of all of these games are beautiful. They all come with the soundtracks, and all the soundtracks are all amazing. If you just listen to the trailers and you get a little small taste of the music in the games, the music of the trailer is amazing, and the rest of the games like that too.
That's awesome, man. I'm excited, man. I know, now when you close your pre-order window for these, do you, like, what's your time frame to ship? Like, what is it? Like, what was your, if it was in a perfect world, how close to ship would you like to have the pre, like, from pre-order to ship?
In perfect world, I'd be able to have it be like, boom, done. Here you
done,
go.
Done,
like,
go.
We would have them in hand. Don't order, it's a great question, actually. We don't order the cartridges until the pre-order closes because it's an open pre-order.
Yeah.
So if we say, all right, well, the first 15 days, we sold 6,000. Let's order 7,000 to be sure, and then we sell 8,000. Well, crap! Now we got to order another 1,000. We just figure it's safer to just wait. So on the 17th is when we're gonna put in the order. It might be the 18th. It depends on the events of the day. But so people who are like, who think like, oh, it's gonna come soon, like, it's got to be produced. So yeah. If you look at Series 2, Series 1 was a bad example because we were learning. And we had 2 months of Super Blood Hockey going back and forth with Lot Check. Right. Series 2, we had everything done with Lot Check beforehand. We closed that window on July 15th, and we had the games shipped in October. So you look at August, September, October. You're looking at 3 months, which is not a bad turnaround. Mm-hmm. So we're hoping that it's the same this time around, that we can get everything. So I guess in a perfect world, and it might be faster, it might be slower. We're hoping. So let's look at that 3 month period. So we close in December. So you're looking at January, February, March. So we're hoping to have them out in March. That would be great if we can have them out in February. That'd be even better. If we have them out in April, unfortunately the way the world works, but that's what we're shooting for. But again, that's not set in stone. Please don't come back and bite me in the ass and go like, I heard on the Dragon Cast March and it's now April and why don't I have it yet. It'll be like production. but that's something, you know, we're trying to hasten that process without diminishing quality. And I will say, if you look at our series one is amazing, amazing packaging, amazing manuals, all that. We upped the ante in series two with more gloss, more shine, more, we're going more like working designs. We're really riding that in series three. Series three, we're taking it above and beyond. We're doing some new stuff. We're changing things up, like the NES inspired sleeves that you get in, you know, with all our games. They're changing in series three. They're still going to be there, but we're not going to have them just be the plain red with the logo anymore. We're changing them up. We want to do cool stuff. We're always looking to raise the bar, so to speak.
That's awesome, man. Well, it's good too, because I mean, that kind of gives people the chance to like see that you guys are progressing. through the series. And I mean, as a company, that's a good thing. That's not a bad thing. You know, I mean, if, you know, I mean, that way you guys can kind of show to those who have, you know, bought in at the beginning, or maybe even coming in right now with Series 3, that look like, you know, you can definitely see by our past that we're getting better each time. And that's a great thing to see too with any company, especially a company with yours, you know, that's still so, you know, young.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And it's, we're very young,
you know, and I'm excited about, you know, what you guys have coming up for Series 4. I know, do you guys have already any of the games? Sure.
I can't tell you that. All I could say is I'm excited for Series 4. That's all I can tell you.
Okay. That's what's up.
But right now, the attention is not on Series 4. Attention is on Series 3.
Absolutely.
And the retro and the deluxe of Series 2 shipping out as well.
Yeah,
we're not forgetting those customers.
Yeah.
We want those people to get their games and obviously the challenge patches. Right now, we're in a big challenge patch renaissance with Series 2 because people are getting their games and they're doing them, so social media is great. So we've kind of like Series 2 and Series 3 like working together in that sense, which is wonderful. That's what we want to do. I'm excited for all the games that we have signed and all the games that we've discussed and hopefully we do sign in the future, and all the ones we haven't even played yet, but that's a story for another day.
Yeah. I know. Like, Series 3 looks great, man. You guys really did a heck of a job with the lineup here. You've got really three different genres, and that's amazing to have that in available to people, you know. And I love, man, I'm really looking forward to Phenotopia, man. I can't stop thinking about that game. It looks good. Like I saw that trailer. Not to discredit the other two games by any means, but that game looks wonderful, man. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm big on like the art and the color in games, and that's just those colors pop in that game, man. I can't wait to play.
That's one of those things where, you know, when writing the direct, you know, we had to start with Cathedral because we had teased it. You know, I expected people who had never heard of us, who were just coming in to see Cathedral for the first time, to be blown away. And I was right. And I was expecting people who saw the Series 2 direct, but that was 3 months ago. They had forgotten, maybe put it out of their mind, to see it again and go, wow, that looks great. And to come out swinging like that, I'm like, just wait. It's like, to me, it feels like we have three heavy hitters. But I figured if anyone heard of these games, I knew they heard of Cathedral because we announced it. And I knew that Mighty Fight Federation probably was heard of before because of the IPs and the fighting community. I'm not big on that, but I was fairly certain that Cathedral or other that Phenotopia wasn't heard of. And that's why we even said like, oh, let's roll. I think JP, right, you know, wrote like, let's play that hidden gem trailer or a hidden gem footage, because we really felt like this is going to be the hidden one that people hadn't heard about. And that trailer is so beautiful. And even in the comments, people are like, what is this? This looks great. How do I not, what is this? I've never heard of this. And really, really, I agree. And I love all the games in the series. I put 40 hours into Cathedral. I've beaten Mighty Fight Federation with a number of characters. And I'm towards the end of Phenotopia. All the games we get to love, all the games we get to play. And
that's good.
And honestly, I don't even have a favorite. It's like pick your favorite child. I don't. I think all three of these games are 100% worth your money. All three of these games are developed by some of the most talented people I've ever had the pleasure of talking with.
That's great.
They're very, very passionate developers. There's a lot of love and attention there. And I think if you get one of these, if you get all three of them, when you pop that cart into your Switch, you're in for a magical journey. That's all I'm going to say. Like, these are stellar. And, you know, you talk about the hiddenness of Phenotopia. Fun story about this, and I've told this to a few people. When doing the final patches for the games, and if you have our Series 2 releases and you pop them in, you might have noticed something different than our Series 1, which is the fact that our logo's there. If you put in Robot Name Fight or Demon's Tear, our logo's there. And applies, you know, to the digital version as well. So we were talking with developer Phenotopia. They had a bug patch to go out. And we said, well, can you hold off on that until after we announce it? Because they wanted to add our logo. Well, we thought they were going to. So when I booted up Phenotopia a month before the direct, I was like, I'm going back into it. Because I played it. I loved it enough to sign it. I'm like, now I want to go back and, you know, do my deep dive into it, get sink my teeth into it. I booted it up and there's our logo. I was like, what? Wait a minute. Our logo's right there.
Uh-oh.
So for an entire month or more, anybody who booted up that game and played it would have seen our logo and would have known. And nobody said anything. Not one person commented. Not one person brought it to the attention. And that's funny, to me, is sad because that game deserves all this attention and no one was playing it. No one who played it gave any two rats ass about the logo being there. But it was right there. The surprise was spoiled. And we're like, oh my God, no. You know, like, don't ruin the surprise of the Direct. If people know about it, then it's no longer, you know, like when a Nintendo Direct leaks, it's like, oh, well, like the newest one, like, oh, a new Kirby game. Wow, that was leaked. It loses the impact.
So we
don't want Phenotopia to lose its impact, and thankfully it didn't.
No,
and it was funny because it's like right now, if you had the digital version, you booted up, premium edition logo is there.
That's kind of funny.
So
there you go.
Ready and waiting. Yeah, we're going forward now. All of our games will have our logo in there. That's a jingle.
That's cool to see. By the way. That's pretty awesome. Well, that's all time we got today, man. Barry, I appreciate you being on the show with us here today.
Thank you so much for having me.
And we'll love having you on. And I'm sure, you know, definitely, guys, go to Premium Edition's website. I'll have links in the description below where you guys can go and pre-order all these great games coming out for Series 3. And you definitely don't want to miss it. Got some great games here. And like Barry said, if all the three of these genres are not your cup of tea, but you do find the one or two in there, definitely pick them up. Absolutely pick them up. It's worth it.
On the 16th, I do want to mention, we are going to be launching our Twitch channel. Cause in addition to doing everything, we want to get into Twitch. We want to get people involved. So our buddy Frank Wood, one of our valued team members, he is going to be handling the Twitch, and we're going to be doing a stream that night, 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. He's pretty much going to do an hour with each game, I believe, on the 16th. So if you're excited, you can please come in and join us. I do want to shout out that for Frank, because that's something we want to try to do more. Another way to communicate and to connect with the community.
Absolutely.
Really get them involved and see some gameplay, not just a trailer. That's happening. And again, like you said, premiumeditiongames.com, the 16th of November. Yep. So I guess if this airs Monday, tomorrow.
So you guys will be able to get this tomorrow. And I will put, I'll get the link for the Twitch channel. I'll put that down in the description below as well, so you guys can go follow them on Twitch. And use that way you guys don't miss the gameplay there that night. But thank you once again, Barry, for being on the show. Once again, as always, it's a pleasure to have you on. You're always more than welcome to come here and tell us all about more games. I love discovering some new games to play, man. You know,
absolutely.
And add to my list, my ever growing list of games I gotta play. But
these ones you don't want to miss.
Absolutely, man. Well, thank you guys for watching this episode of Dragon Cast, and until next time, we'll see you guys. Take it easy.